Okay, we go. All right, Kantner tribute show, take 25. Kantner tribute show, take all right, take 25.
Kantner tribute show, take 25.
Kantner tribute show, take 25.
All right, friends, you have seen the heavy groups. Now you will see Morning Maniac music. Believe me, yeah. It's a new dawn. The regular guys. Mickey Hawkins.
puppeteer to a Chinese man. You tell me about sadness and sorrow, the love of a man and a woman.
Thank you.
Paul Lauren Kantner, native Friscan or San Franciscan, born in 1941. Paul was the churnin' burnin' rhythm guitar player on that last track, 3/5 of a mile in 10 seconds, from the Totally Bonnaroo second album of Paul's combo, Jefferson Airplane, the album called Surrealistic Pillow. As some ad said in the summer of 67, Surrealistic Pillow, a good place to put your head. And also in there in set number one, the thundering rock of the Jefferson Starship in 1974 with Ride the Tiger featuring Kantner, Gracie, Marty, and their new Whiz Kid guitarist, Craig Chiquiso. And that tasty version of Volunteers was performed at about 7 in the morning at Woodstock on that Sunday at Yasgur's Place. And we started tonight's program with the first two tracks off the Airplane's third album, After Bathing at Baxter's. The songs being The Ballad of You and Me and Puneel. And A Small Package of Value Will Come to You Shortly, a track described by at least one observer or listener as telepathy run amok. Okay. The tribute to Mr. Kantner, whose heart just kind of folded up after an eventful joyride for sure. But the tribute carries on here, and I want to point out that most of these old Airplane tunes, where it sounds like a duet, like a really full duet with Grace and Marty, please note that these vocal parts include Kantner. That's why it sounds so full, because it's actually three voices and not two, because Kantner's in there. It's easy to hear the more alto or the higher tones of Grace and Marty, but Kantner is the lower third that binds the harmonies of the other two. So he's in there a bunch, and he's an important part of the Airplane's vocal sound. You know, Grace is the star, but Paul is always there chugging and churning away. Okay, so you're tuned here to the Fine 89. I'm your host, Bruce Van Dyke, for tonight's tribute. And let's head off into the Sonic Sylvania of this second set. And I want to highlight the folky side of the early Airplane. The band certainly had solid San Francisco folk roots, with founders Marty Ballin and Kantner members in good standing of the folky scene. And in 63 in San Francisco, folk music was a much bigger deal than pop or rock and roll. And then, like so many others, they saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, they saw A Hard Day's Night, and they saw that the writing on the wall said nothing about the Kingston Trio.
Love is but a song we sing, fear away we die. You can make the mountains ring, hear the angels cry. Know the dove is on the wing, you need not know why. Hey people now, smile on your brother, let me see you get together, love one another right now.
Come and some will go, we shall surely pass.
When the wind that left us here returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading on the grass. Hey people now, smile on your brother, let me see you get together, love one another right now.
Hey people, now smile on your brother. Let me see you get together. Love one another right now. If you hear the song I'm singing, you will understand. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hands. One key unlocks them both, you know, it's at your command. Hey people, now smile on your brother. Let me see you get together. Love one another right now.
Shadows grow. She does. separates in laughter to my side. Cut for me. She does as she pleases. She waves there for me. She does as she pleases. Her heels rise for me. She keeps her heart in a broken clock, and it's waiting there for me. She reads a part through a token lock. What a great thing to be free. She weeps, time starts unspoken, but when the gates swing, sun on blue earth under warm running shower.
Something everybody everywhere does in the same language.
Well, I can see by your coat, my friend, that you're from the other side. There's just one thing I got to know. Can you tell me, please, who?
Probably keep us both alive. Wooden ships on the water.
Don't need. Yeah. You're only pretty as you feel. Only pretty as you feel inside. You're only pretty as you feel. Just as pretty as you feel inside. Rub some sleep from your eye. Look inside your mirror. Comb your hair. Don't give no vanity a second thought. No, no, no. Beauty's only skin deep. It goes just so far, cause you're only pretty as you feel. As pretty as you feel inside. You're only pretty as you feel. So good, don't hang yourself up on no plastic face. A little bit of soap wipe away any grease. Cause you're only pretty as you feel. I say you're only pretty as you feel inside.
Pretty as you feel. That's the Airplane from the 1971 album Bark. And the male lead singer on that one is drummer Joey Covington, the Airplane's brand new drummer and the author of the song. A guitar by Carlos Santana with Grace and Paul helping on vocals. We heard a classic Levi's commercial. Levi's getting the Jefferson Airplane treatment. That got in the mix. Preceded by the J.A.'s all-time smash, Somebody to Love, a song that features prominently Kantner's rhythm guitar as well as Yorma's lead. Also in there, the title track to the Airplane's fourth album, Crown of Creation. And before Crown was the sci-fi epic Kantner wrote with David Crosby called Wooden Ships, recorded by both the Airplane and CSN. All right, this is the Fine 89 tribute to Paul Kantner, 89.1 KJIV FM, Sun Valley, Nevada, 88.7 KDUP FM, Cedarville, California. We also heard in that previous set the song Martha. She calls to me from a feather in the meadow, fly to me. From those halcyon days of 1967, when many were discovering the joys of spending rainy afternoons listening to Jefferson Airplane albums while watching their fingertips drip off the end of the couch, and also from 67 and Surrealistic Pillow, the song DCBA 25, Jefferson folk rock at its finest. And we started the big set there with the Airplanes version of soon-to-be hippie anthem Let's Get Together, featuring not only Paul and Marty on vocals, but also Signe Anderson, the original girl singer in the JA, and who also deserves a mention on this Kantner tribute, because Signe, cosmically enough, died on the same day Kantner did, January 28th. And Signe also happened to be, like Paul, 74 on the day of her demise. Signe left the band after the first album in order to move to Oregon and have her baby. But the band, by that time, there in October of 1966, the band knew exactly what to do and who to ask to replace Signe. And the rest, as we like to say, is rock history.
On the chessboard, get up and tell you. gas in the pipe. He'll ride away on his silver bike. And apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Fly Translove Airways, get you there on time. Fly Translove Airways, get you there on time. He will bring all kids for my lady. The perfume will be of an excellent style. And apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind.
To 39,000 feet. someone, find a way and see. Find a way to meet someone, and the sunshine will set you free. Won't you try? With love before we're gone, won't you try? Won't you try? Saturday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, when your head is feeling fine, you can ride inside our car. I will give you caps of blue and silver sunlight for your hair. And all that soon will be, it's what you need to see, my love. Won't you try? Won't you try? I do care, you do, do see.
Keep going.
I know, around about and everywhere, sunshine instead of snow. Times can change, but what I say is true. All is real, and I'll come through for you. Yeah, I'll come through for you. Shouting, I don't care.
Won't you try?
Well, the Starship was a powerhouse of a rock band, a loud rock band, a thundering rock band, with Craig Chiquiso acting as Cantner's Jimmy Page and Grace Slick belting and bellowing like Grace Slick. How could a band not thunder? And they're from the 1976 album Spitfire. The song was St. Charles. And Old Charles was preceded by Paul's sonic recollection of January 14th, 1967. The Gathering of the Tribes, also known as the Human Bean in Golden Gate Park, and the song commemorating that historical San Francisco day was Won't You Try Saturday Afternoon, the last song on Baxter's. A couple live tracks in that set. With the Airplane covering Donovan's Fat Angel one night at the Fillmore West, where many were undoubtedly flying on Translove Airways. And that live version of Plastic Fantastic Lover shows the Airplane as a smoking, rocking beast of a band. Grace goes off and has a smoke while Paul, Jack, Yorma, and Spencer rumble behind a rampin' vampin' Marty for 3:32. And the set started with the still amazing ode to Lewis Carroll's Medicine Chest, the song that established Grace once and for all as a turned-on girl, according to Life magazine. This is the Fine 89 tribute to Paul Kantner. And after Paul blasted off on January 28th, his old pal and lead guitarist Yorma said the following: Paul was the catalyst that brought the whole thing together. He had the transcendental vision, and he hung on to it like a bulldog. The band would not have been what it was without him. Well, let's start this last set with some selections from Paul's first solo album, 1970's Blows Against the Empire, as in taken from an old saying that it's a fair wind that blows against the empire.
Wherever I go, I see people. I see you people just like me. And whatever you do, I want to do. And the blue and you and me together make free. Let's go together. Let's go together. Let's go together right now. Let's go together. Let's go together. Let's go together. Thank you.
Have you looked at all? was dirty, violent, and young. We should be together. Come on, all you people standing around. Our lives too fine to let it die. We should be together.
Rabble-rousing anthemic showstopper from Volunteers, the album, the song called We Can Be Together. And Volunteers showcased that mega riff twice for that song and also the title track. And why the heck not? When you got a good one, rock it, right? And remember, as either Herb Cain or Ken Kesey once said, the 60s aren't over until the fat lady gets high. Okay, so this is the Fine 89 tribute to Paul Kantner. And I'm your host, Bruce Van Dyke. before we can be together, we heard a suite of tunes from the 1970 Kantner solo disc Blows Against the Empire, which was the first time the airplane became the starship. So we began with Let's Go Together, and that led into a blast-off called Home. And that's where literally 7,000 hippie gypsies in this story hijack the U.S. government starship and get out of town. And after blasting off, they do some stargazing on the song Have You Seen the Stars Tonight, which then kicks into galactic hyperdrive, leading us back to San Francisco and on and on and wow. And now we've heard all three songs of Paul's Together trilogy. Let's Get Together from the first album, and then Let's Go Together and We Can Be Together. And Kantner was obviously into getting together with folks. Indeed, he once said his office was in the park, meaning, of course, Golden Gate Park. And there's a nice quote from Kantner from a 2010 interview he did with some online magazine. And he said, a certain thing occurs on stage that doesn't occur anywhere else. The connection between live musicians and an audience is unrealizable in any other fashion, much like a theater play. It occurs in its own unique way almost every night, and one of the great things I like about music is the way it connects to the brain and causes emotions to occur, whatever the emotion may be. That it can do that in the first place is almost like magic to me. Magic isn't the right word, but it's very metaphysical, if you will. Why that occurs after 40 or whatever years, I still have yet to figure out. I don't know that I really want to. Paul Kantner, one of the all-time great San Francisco Cool Cats.
Thank you. Is there